This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that we are being cowed by the prospect of a government shutdown, which would be good for absolutely no one. And we also are suffering from a very major strike. No, I'm not talking about the writer's strike or the actor's strike in Hollywood. Somehow I think we'll survive that. We're talking about the auto strike, which has a profound impact on the American economy. Peter Coy has been writing about this in the New York Times, and he puts the strike in perspective, suggesting that one side has leverage with public opinion more than the other. He says in a piece he did in the New York Times, in the auto workers' strike, one side has the higher ground. Peter, which side has the higher ground? I mean, I know the answer because I read your column, but which side do you believe has the higher ground and why?
I believe that the auto workers have the higher ground, and I have two reasons for that. One is that I think public opinion leans somewhat in their direction, and for that I can point you to Gallup surveys showing confidence in institutions. Confidence in organized labor is not super high. It's kind of so-so, but confidence in big business is just abysmal. And the gap between the two has never been bigger in the history of Gallup's polling. So people don't feel as favorable towards perhaps your average auto worker as they do towards a UPS driver who shows up at their door with fun packages. But they kind of, even if they're not in a union themselves, can sort of relate to the feeling that the auto workers have that the spoils have gone to the victors being management. So the companies, of course, resumed paying dividends and stock buybacks to reward their shareholders, giving big raises to their executives. And I think ordinary Americans feel as though the auto workers have a legitimate beef that they're not getting their share. Their starting pay for auto workers at these big three of Detroit is lower now, even before taking inflation into account, than it was in 2007.
Okay, so, but the difficulty with that is, and you have some of the numbers that you have written about, that the big three are competing with other companies like Toyota, and
right.
Certainly like Tesla, where, again, where there's so much pressure right now in California and across the country for people to buy electric cars. What do you say about the fact that auto workers, with what they're asking for, would be earning two or three times as much compared to people working at Toyota or Tesla?
Right, And that is a legitimate concern. I think let's focus on Tesla, because Tesla is, of course, a big electric vehicle maker, and that's the direction the market is going now, versus Toyota, which is not strong in EVs. So, I mean, I think the UAW's answer to that is, rather than allow Tesla to set the standard for labor by pricing labor low, let's get an agreement with the GM, Ford, and Stellantis, and then go after Tesla and get an agreement, organize Tesla workers, and get more pay for them as well. So it's like level up rather than level down would be the UAW's argument.
But wouldn't that still leave other... In other words, I think that part of the argument that I hear on the other side is that there is no deep, profound, intrinsic difference between the value of work that is provided to a non-union automaker and the value of work that is provided by a union automaker. That the differential in payment is just irrational. It doesn't really make any sense, to what you say.
Well, so, Michael, first of all, I don't want to sound like I'm all in for the UAW. When you asked me the question, I was going to tell you, what's the public opinion on this? And I do believe that public opinion on net leans a little bit towards the automakers. And by the way, let me just quickly throw in another reason that I argued in my piece.
You mean the auto workers?
Auto workers. Did I misspeak? Okay. Another reason the auto workers have a relatively strong hand is that right now the automakers are short on inventory. The inventory sales ratio is way below average, which means, and we're seeing it already, by the way, that they start to run out of pieces very soon. And we've already seen that announcement today that GM and Stellantis are having to shut down some of their assembly plants because they're already running out of parts that would have been supplied by the plants that are being struck now. So that again makes the automakers kind of in a hurry to strike a deal. Not that the auto workers also want to get this done. Let's face it, Michael, this is bad for both sides. A strike is never a good thing, and it's in the interest of both sides as well as the nation as a whole that they come to an agreement. And I, for one, hope that'll happen very soon.
Amen to that. Now, that contrasts with, of course, the looming government shutdown, which is going to benefit everybody, right? I mean, everybody's going to do well because of the shutdown.
Yeah, I heard what you said at the top of this show, that it's another disaster. That would be quite bad for all concerned. It's a very similar dynamic. I think you put your finger on it, that you have people butting heads, and neither side wants to back down, and the result is that everyone loses.
But the losses could be really very devastating for the economy, for ordinary Americans, for those of us particularly who have tried to accumulate some life savings. What happens to all of that if we go away from what people are talking about as a soft landing with inflation gradually going down? Where are we likely to be if the government shutdown lasts for 2 months, the auto worker strike lasts for 6 months, it goes on and on and on,
like the Hollywood strike?
No, I am genuinely concerned, and what's amazing to me is we're 10 days away from a government shutdown, and that could be bad news in a lot of ways, no?
Yeah, it sure could. In the past, government shutdowns have not lasted very long because people come to their senses and strike some kind of deal. Auto workers strike can last a little bit longer. I think that one of the reasons that writers strike can go on for as long as it does is that the consequences are not quite as severe for the nation, for the national economy. I mean, I love writers. I'm a writer myself, so I don't want to imply that writers don't matter, but they're not as vital to the future of the economy as, say, automakers are.
Yeah, not close, or the operations of the federal government. Can you hang on for a few moments,
Peter? Sure.
Okay, because what I want to talk about is what can we do about this? It seems that the people who are making these decisions in every capacity are not recognizing the consequences of what is looming just ahead. We will get to that with Peter Coy of the New York Times and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show.
Her public resignation from the New York Times exposing bias and anti-Semitism shook the nation. She is the author of The Twitter Files, which exposed the orchestrated bias against conservatives in social media. On Friday, October 13th, join featured speaker Barry Weiss at Washington Policy Center's annual dinner. WPC is your voice for market-based reforms. It exposed the new so-called excise tax on capital gains as an income tax, no matter what officials call it. And while the governor and cap-and-trade advocates promised minimal to no impact on gas prices, WPC warned it would raise the tax you pay on gas by approximately 45 cents a gallon. And WPC research showed the encroachment of critical race theory in Washington's classrooms. WPC provides the insight and analysis you need to stay informed and to act. Subscribe to WPC's free weekly newsletter and support improving our state with free market principles. October 13th in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency. Ticket and sponsorship details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show. It's a pleasure to continue the conversation with Peter Coy, who looks at the American economy and its broader impact and meaning. And part of that meaning, of course, is political. Most people have noticed that we're in the midst of a political season where apparently, despite the fact that Americans are overwhelmingly convinced that we're headed in the wrong direction, they don't think things are going well economically, they don't think things are going well institutionally, they have a losing of confidence, great loss of confidence in all kinds of American institutions. Despite all of that, we seem to be stuck with the same two people who were running for president last time, both of whom are overwhelmingly negative in terms of their approval ratings. Okay, given some of the economic challenges we have straight ahead relating to the auto worker strike, relating, I think, much more seriously to the government shutdown that is looming in just 10 days from now, isn't there a certain contradiction between the idea that people look at the country and they think, what a mess, what chaos, how stupid, and yet here we are presenting exactly the same choice that we had in 2020?
Yeah, well, now you're getting into politics, which is definitely not my area. But I can talk about the state of the economy for sure. And there are problems, and the American people are definitely picking up on those problems. But on the other hand, the unemployment rate is quite low. It's way below its long-term average. Inflation has come down from its intolerably high levels. Productivity is pretty decent. I happen to worry that things are going to get worse from here. But as we've discussed, by the way, in the past, Michael, I think things are good now and getting worse. Imagine if people think things are bad now, how they're going to feel when there really is a recession or a downturn.
Yeah, because that recession and downturn, when you're talking about a little bit more than a year before the presidential election, there is a real possibility of people talk about the October surprise that well before next October, we might look at a very different economy. Yeah. Do you think that there is a possibility that people be looking at a very different economy and feel encouraged by it?
Well, if we do have a recession, probably not too severe of a recession that kicks in end of this year, early next year, if it's over by, next summer or into the fall, then it depends on what's foremost in voters' minds when they enter the voting booth. Do they focus on the fact that things seem to be getting better, or do they focus on how they've just gone through a bad patch? And, different people are going to respond differently to that.
Well, this is not a political question, Peter Coy. It's really an economics question. Isn't there some way that somebody, well, for instance, one of the Republicans who are trying to get some attention and some traction and competing with Donald Trump, if somebody could figure out a way that we could say, you know what, no more government shutdowns. We need to absolutely change the system so that they are able to pass appropriations bills. Appropriate things like disaster relief and national security and national defense, they've passed one of the 12 appropriations bills they need to keep the government functioning. Can we do better?
Well, I certainly hope so. That was a vow when the new Congress took office. We're going to pass things in regular order. We're not going to do this brinkmanship anymore. We're going to not do stuff in what used to be called smoke-filled rooms, although there's no smoke in them anymore. It'll be all out in the open. That didn't last very long. The same dysfunction we have in the general society is at least as strong in the halls of Congress. And I don't think there is any candidate who would come along and credibly promise to end that for good.
And who gains with it? Does anyone gain at all from the a system where it's tough to reach agreement on a strike for one of our most important industries? And by the way, one of our most important industries, where the auto workers, again, when you look at the numbers, they're doing better than typical Americans, no?
Right, yeah. So as for the way the system is dysfunctional, and going back to your Congress point, is that we have a system where it's almost like minority rules. It's the majority doesn't call the shots anymore. It's the minority that can call the shots by basically holding things up, blocking action. And I think that's a problem. And it's a deep-rooted one. The trouble is that the minority doesn't want to give up that power, so it will not agree to the changes in the rules that would be required to restore sort of majority rule.
Peter, in terms of turning around, it seems like what you're saying is the best we have to hope for is some kind of a mild recession, which would be over, say, by next spring. Am I correct in seeing that that's what your view of the immediate future holds?
It's too unknown to be able to talk about when something might start and when something might end. You know, nobody knows that. Nobody even knows if there will be a recession. A lot of economists who used to think there would be one have pulled back. I'm still sort of in the camp that there's likely to be one, but I wouldn't, you know, put big money on it, and I hope it doesn't happen. But okay, but where do you want to go from there? What's your question?
Well, the question is, should the American people be expecting some kind of positive turnaround within the next year?
Oh. Well, again, I would argue that things are pretty positive right now, even though they don't appear that way to a lot of people. So,
okay, well, that certainly is news that is welcome. And Peter, I greatly appreciate your insight and your time and your perspective on these wide-ranging problems. Meanwhile, John Fetterman has a message for auto executives. It's profound. We'll play it for you coming up on the MedVet Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. After a series of 10 consecutive rate hikes from March 2022 to May 2023, the Federal Reserve is now temporarily halting further increases. The hikes were aimed at addressing inflation. Despite the pause, the central bank has indicated it does anticipate one more rate hike before the year ends. Illegal immigration is projected to cost U.S. taxpayers over $180 billion this year, according to a congressional hearing on the president's border policies. Congressman Austin Pfluger, a Republican from Texas, says the Biden administration must do something.
He must end the absolute abuse, rape, and torture of these kids that's going on as a result of the cartels owning the southern border.
The majority of illegal immigrant lacks insurance, contributing to what Republicans view as a national health care crisis. And Republican presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis vows to lower gas prices to $2 per gallon if he's elected in 2024. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, John Fetterman has fresh from some important victories in the dress code for the U.S. Senate. Once upon a time, there were more dignity associated with the U.S. Senate than the recent photographs featuring Senator Fetterman from Pennsylvania, where he is wearing gym shorts, and again, he's a very large person. I mean, reported to be 6'8", 6'9", and shaved head and goatee, and then wearing hoodies and gym shorts on the Senate floor. But with him having the new change, by the way, this despite the fact that 46 of the 49 Republican senators signed a letter calling for a return to the old dress code. They may not make it. Susan Collins, who said that she's going to actually influence people by showing up in the Senate in a bikini at one point, I doubt that she will do that. This does not sound like the senator from Maine. But in any event, John Fetterman had a message to auto executives, which, again, with all of the problems we have with the automobile strike and the looming government shutdown, it's terrific to get this kind of clarity and insight as provided by the senator. Listen.
My message to the CEOs is, you know, at $74 million, you know, collectively earning that, you know, how many yachts can they need, you know, to water ski behind it. You know, I mean, it's just crazy. You know, I don't.
There you have it. And do we have some of Senator Fetterman's advice from yesterday, Jeremy, or is that that's lost because it's also full of insight? You know, did you say yes or? Okay, well, let's go to Senator Fetterman also speaking yesterday on other important issues.
Some of the big stuff going on in that House caucus, you in the Senate, basically my understanding of how things have operated since that deal was a bipartisan deal was struck for certain top line spending numbers for all of the funding bills that have to be passed to make the budget, keep the government running. The Senate has basically been delivering those and passing them by big 91-7 bipartisan majorities. The House today looks like it's falling apart. You've already got 17 no votes in that House Republican caucus saying we're not passing anything. What do you think's happening here?
Yeah, you know, like I was very proud of my colleagues, you know, because they're really about governance. That's what it is. And on the other, the House, whatever they call themselves, Team America or whatever they call themselves, I just bring your vote, you know, otherwise, you know, they need to go hump a different leg.
Well, there you go. More insight. And then, he also had these comments, the senator from Pennsylvania, about Marjorie Taylor Greene, member of the House from Georgia. And she, of course, inspired controversy by showing some very much X-rated photographs that had been unearthed for the Hunter Biden from the Hunter Biden laptop. So this, of course, is a again, another brilliant insight into what's wrong with Marjorie Taylor Greene's postings. Clip 14.
The matter of the Senate dress code, which has recently been changed.
Of course. I've heard that some people are upset about that, and the right have been like losing their mind. You know, they're just like, oh my God, you know. Dogs and cats are living together, and, you know, like I said, aren't there more important things we should be talking about rather than if I dress like a slob?
Yes, Marjorie Taylor Greene said that Senate no longer enforcing a dress code for senators is to appease Fetterman is disgraceful. Dress code is one of society's standards that set etiquette and respect for institutions. Stop lowering the bar. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, her platform, you know, really, she runs on more and more ding-a-ling, you know, picks, you know, on in the meetings over in Congress. So, again, I'm not really sure why she cares how I dress, but, you know, she really takes it a different way.
He's referring, of course, to her publication of the Hunter Biden lacking any dress at all, let alone a dress code. Senator Fetterman is actually going to, I hope, have a new colleague. Senator Casey is his colleague who's running for re-election. And actually, there's good news for Republicans, I mentioned, which is that David McCormick, who was a candidate for the primary against Dr. Oz, who just barely lost the Republican primary to Dr. Oz. And frankly, if David McCormick had been running last time against John Fetterman, I think that he would have won. He is a distinguished public servant with some governmental experience, a great deal of business experience, and personal wealth that can help with his campaign. And I know that Republicans are very happy with the idea that he may have a clear shot without a primary challenge with his candidacy for the Senate seat in Pennsylvania, currently held by Senator Casey. There's another item of controversy that is just extraordinary. And In Sacramento, California, this breaking bulletin, the city of Sacramento was sued on Tuesday by the top prosecutor of the surrounding county, who said that California's capital city had suffered, quote, an utter collapse into chaos because city authorities were not doing enough to remove homeless people from the streets. The lawsuit is the latest sign of mounting frustration over homelessness in California, where encampments have become a fixture of downtown streets and freeway rights of way. The district attorney, Tian Ho of Sacramento County, asserted in the lawsuit that lax enforcement of the city ordinances had left homeless people to suffer in third world squalor and neighboring residents to endure hazards and threats of violence. City officials swiftly denounced the suit as a political act driven by disgruntled local business interests and an opportunistic prosecutor who was elected to office less than a year ago. Yeah, but that prosecutor is a Democrat. So is the mayor of Sacramento, who's on the other side, Daryl Steinberg. So is everybody in Sacramento. It's the capital city of California. Even so, the complaint filed by a Democratic district attorney against a Democratic-led city highlighted a broadening impatience, even in areas dominated by liberal voters, with homeless camps and with progressive policies and court rulings that have thwarted their removal. More than 170,000 people are homeless in California, accounting for about one-third of the nation's total homeless population. More than 115,000 of those 170,000 Californians sleep on the streets, in tents or outdoors in places not intended for human beings, according to a federal tally of homelessness conducted last year. So where do they go with this lawsuit, and how does it impact Gavin Newsom and his presidential possibilities? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
You saw real white trash on display.
Michael Medved.
He dresses like white trash. He really needs a fashion consultant.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The difficult aspects of American politics right now is not just Democrats fighting Republicans. It's Democrats fighting Democrats, as is the case in Sacramento. It's Republicans fighting Republicans, as is the case in the House of Representatives. And one of the difficult things here would be trying to rally some kind of unity for each of the two major parties, so then they can go against one another in a constructive way. But this situation in Sacramento, where, according to federal figures, they have 115,000 people living on the streets in California. Now, that doesn't include the tens of thousands of people living in homeless shelters already, and living already at government expense. And it doesn't include the absurd amount of money that various government units in the state of Washington, in terms of actually the cost of finding housing accommodations for people who are living on the streets, at least according to some of the numbers released by Governor Inslee, it's $1 million a person. Now, surely if you're going to spend that kind of money, you can do something better than some of these homeless shelters or converted hotels or encampments that they've authorized. I mean, it's all bizarre. Homelessness is a more visible crisis in California than in places like New York City, writes the New York Times, where residents without permanent housing typically live indoors because of right-to-shelter laws. In several large California cities, camps sprawl across sidewalks, overwhelm parks, and deter the public from visiting riverbanks and beaches. The riverbanks problem is a very real problem in Sacramento, which is the city we've been talking about. The crisis made California a regular target for critics, particularly Republicans, who point to encampments in San Francisco and Los Angeles as symbols of liberal excess. Well, aren't they? Aren't they? In recent months, Mayor London Breed of San Francisco and Governor Gavin Newsom, former mayor of San Francisco, both of them Democrats, of course, have also pointed to homeless camps as a sign of society's increasing dysfunction. It's just gone too far, Governor Newsom said in a Sacramento forum held last week by Politico. People's lives are at risk. It's unacceptable, said Governor Gavin Newsom. What's happening on streets and sidewalks? Compassion is not stepping over people who are passed out on the streets. Where Mr. Newsom differs with Republicans and with Mr. Ho is on who is to blame. The governor has ramped up his criticism of federal judges who have ruled that homeless people have a right to camp if cities fail to house them. This is a case that started in Boise, Idaho, where the Court of Appeals, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, ruled that cities could not clear people from the streets unless they offered adequate alternative shelter. In other words, you can't enforce the law. You can't reclaim a park. You can't reclaim a public school. You can't reclaim a business district from a homeless occupation unless you provide a free and immediate shelter. Since then, a growing body of federal case law has made it exceptionally difficult for municipalities in the 9 western states overseen by the circuit, that's from Arizona to Hawaii, to enforce laws regulating public camping. Last week, Mr. Newsom went so far as to say that he wanted to challenge the 2018 decision all the way to the Supreme Court, where he hoped that the justices on the conservative-leaning bench would make it easier for states like California to remove encampments legally, or at least would provide more clarity on what was legal. That's a hell of a statement for a progressive Democrat, he admitted. Between 2020 and 2022, the number of homeless people in Sacramento County increased, are you ready for this? By 68%. To 9,278 people, that according to the latest federal data. By comparison, San Diego County's homeless population increased by 10%. Across the nation, Sacramento was one of the places where homelessness grew the most, said Marisol Cuellar Mejia, a research fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California, which analyzed the data. Last year, Mr. Ho, he's the district attorney who's now suing the city of San Francisco, of Sacramento. Last year, Mr. Ho defeated a more progressive opponent in an election campaign that made homelessness a central issue, as it should be, drawing support from across Sacramento County, including the liberal-leaning capital city and its more conservative suburbs. District Attorney Ho said in an interview that he became particularly worried after a series of alarming incidents near his office across from the county courthouse in downtown Sacramento. Listen to this. He said his staff and court workers had been assaulted and threatened by people from nearby encampments, and that a juror headed to court was chased by an unhoused person wielding a needle. Citing a survey in July of some 3,000 residents living near 16 encampments around the city of Sacramento, the lawsuit claimed that small retailers near some camps had been driven out of business and that families residing nearby were afraid to leave their homes. In the neighborhood around the Sacramento camp, the suit said, youth soccer games had stopped since the occupants of a tent camp took over the fields, unleashing aggressive dogs, occupying bathrooms, setting up solar panels for a PlayStation, and strewing the playing fields with hundreds of discarded hypodermic needles. Near another encampment, local residents said that embers from campfires had become such a threat that the fire department had begun conducting fire drills. Okay, and yet they're not allowed to do anything about getting rid of these encampments that are threatening a fire and and stepping on hypodermic needles? Anthony D. Prince, who is general counsel for the California Homeless Union, part of the homeless lobby, called the county's lawsuit a dangerous, inflammatory, and dishonest escalation of the war against the homeless. He said politicians like Mr. Ho and Governor Newsom were scapegoating vulnerable people who lacked housing because of systemic inequities in California. The reparations will take care of it, right? No! Of course not, because the reparations are not based on need, they're based on race alone. In an interview, the mayor of Sacramento, Daryl Steinberg, said that the city had deployed an incident management team to respond specifically to complaints around encampments. They're going to be busy. A statement from the mayor's office dismissed Mr. Ho's lawsuit as a performative distraction from the hard work necessary to address homelessness. Well, at least it's showing some kind of attention to a situation that has just gotten brutal. Speaking of brutal, there is a certain amount of controversy about a new ad that was posted. It's posted by the former President Donald Trump. And it's quite a striking photograph. It's a photograph that shows a group of alligators along a riverbank. They're very close to one another, and they look ferocious. They almost look like make-believe alligators, but they're real gators. And the caption says, "Problem solved. New border security will work for food." Okay, again, people get indignant about it. It's meant as a joke. I know it's no joking matter. But I don't think it's fair to get too exercised and excited about an ad that is meant in a humorous manner in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. AllegrettoResort.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.